text at 461-3000. That's 461-3000. Or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
You're listening to The Truth, 91.7 FM.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and the discussion that we have right here on Let's Face the Issues each and every day. We're delighted that you join in that discussion. And lest I forget it, and oftentimes I do, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Let me encourage you, after the brief monologue, we'll open our telephone lines, invite you to join in the dialogue and discussion. We're talking about an issue today that I believe we need to recognize the purpose, the intent, and the perhaps difficulty with its enforcement, if you will. Our president, in his genius, and I'm thankful for his presidency, has set up what's called a Religious Liberties Commission. So my question is today, our Religious Liberties Commission, question mark. And my basic question, if you can listen up during the course of the broadcast, trying to thread this needle pretty finely, but as we think about the Religious Liberties Commission, you have on that commission Catholics, you have on that commission what's called evangelicals, you have on that commission what's called Christians, you have on that commission the Islamics and other religious organizational structures. So my question is, and I base it on Amos 3:3, and Amos 3:3 is very, very clear that we need to understand, how can two walk together until they first be agreed? So how can we have a Religious Liberties Commission that we hope will protect our Christian beliefs, our Christian principles, when it's in diametric opposition to multitudes of those that's on the commission? I find it antithetical to anything that would be potentially possible if that is the case, and it is. And by the way, there's law. It's about any president setting up a commission or a council or a program and appointing people on it. And under that particular law, and I can't address that at this time, under that particular law, there's got to be a diversity of beliefs on the commission. So as a result of that, his hands are tied. He cannot just appoint Christians or Christian belief or biblical centrality on the commission. He must appoint those with a broad viewpoint of religion. And that's where we're going today. I'm going to talk about biblical truth, and in the process of that, how multitudes today, those that are against anything that's called biblical Christianity, and those that are opposed to the Christian standing with Israel, because on that commission, a person has recently been kicked off the commission because of her belief that the Jews and the nation of Israel no longer exist, that it has ended, and now Israel is the church, and the church is, in fact, spiritual Israel. That's called replacement theology. That is called Reformed theology. That's called covenant theology. Where does it come from? John Calvin, 15th century theologian. There was this wacky as a jaybird out there on the street. We're going to talk about that today. That's where we're going. So as we do the broadcast today, we'd love to have you to call in, join in the discussion. As we face the issues, let me remind you once again, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It's the truth book. When Jesus spoke to his disciples in John 8:31 and 32, the Lord Jesus says, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made, "Thy word is truth." Then in Psalms 117, verse 2, the Bible says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." Nevertheless, we still have those, ladies and gentlemen, that will say that truth does not matter. In fact, it goes back to George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear. Orwell said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." We're there today. That's where we are today. In fact, a survey that's a little scary. Headline says, "Most younger Americans say there's no such thing as absolute truth." Ladies and gentlemen, if there's no such thing as absolute truth, how do we definitively determine what's right and what's wrong? What laws and what laws are on the books and what laws should be? How do we get our laws? It comes basically from the Ten Commandments, the Word of God, the Bible. But the headline says, "Most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth." And it goes back to the millennials, the 18 to 35-year-old age group, that says 55% say that each person determines their own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, there's not but one version of truth. A half-truth is a whole lie. And yet we have that being promulgated in the House and the Senate, both sides of the aisle, and across the nation. And you find that also when it comes to biblical, theological, doctrinal truth. You find those that will simply want to split hairs, twist Scripture out of context. And that's exactly one of the points that we will make on today's broadcast, is taking verses out of context and making it say something that God's Word never intended to be said. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says this, "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death." That's my challenge each and every day on Let's Face the Issues. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has the knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark and identifier on the campus of Tools for Time. There's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole flows the U.S. flag, Old Glory, 24/7. Find that flag. The flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm delighted to have with me today, around the round table in our studio, Dr. Neil Phelps and Dr. Davis. Dr. Davis, thank you for driving the distance each week that we have, that we can sit here and talk about very serious theological, doctrinal, biblical issues that I believe we need to have a full, clear understanding of. Take a moment, introduce today, not necessarily the subject, but introduce yourself and invite others to tune in, and then Dr. Phelps to do that also.
Well, I thank God for being here once again today with you, Dr. Youngblood and Dr. Phelps, always. Amen. An honor and a pleasure as well. Amen. And I appreciate the opportunity, every chance we get to open up the Scriptures.
Amen. Amen.
It's most important for us to do that, especially as children of God. I want to say good morning to my bride of 40 years now. Amen. Praise God. And all the rest of my family and friends that are listening. Amen. Chief Wesley Green and all of, amen, his family. All of you. Amen. All the men in blue back in Folkestone.
Amen.
Thank you so much for your service. Amen. And we appreciate all the great protection that you give us.
Absolutely.
Amen. And then all the men of God, amen, everywhere, the men in blue as well, in Jacksonville, throughout this city, amen, all of you that are doing a great job, amen, giving us, amen, the service that we really need.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for you.
Amen. So,
but I do hope that the church, especially, will get together on this one note. because there will never be anything more important to the church than to come together in agreement on the Word of God.
Yes, let me jump on that for a moment before Dr. Phelps introduces himself. I believe one of the most dangerous things that faces America today, and especially the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, is the lack of understanding of the Scripture. And it's not because it's not preached in multitudes of pulpits. It's the fact that most Christians, just like, if I can add this, just like most Islamics never read the Quran, as wicked as it is. They simply believe what the imam tells them in their mosque. Most Christians today do not know what the Bible says. They just believe what the preacher, good, bad, or indifferent, might say from the pulpit. I think it's time that we go back to 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show thyself unto God a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth.
Amen. Amen.
I believe we're in the position we're in today as America. I believe we're in the position we're in today with the declension morally, ethically, biblically, and spiritually as a result of a failure to study the Word and know the Word and apply the Word in our lives. Dr. Phelps, go ahead.
I'm so thankful that I have the privilege of being here today and serving in the gospel ministry by way of radio. I don't know that I ever had an aspiration to do that, but I'm so thankful that that privilege is offered today, and so that we can tell people the truth, and so that they will know what God has to say about many things concerning and affecting their lives. And I give thanks today, as did the psalmist, who said, "O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever." Every day we see God's mercies and God's blessings upon us, and how thankful we should be.
Amen. Amen.
And here's another thing, Dr. Youngblood, that I hope we can accomplish through not only this discussion, but each time we get a chance to adorn our pulpits on Sunday.
Yes.
And throughout the week when we teach Bible study. I pray that the end goal will result in men setting aside racial differences, skin color, denominational barriers, traditional teaching, and denominational teaching, because nothing matters but the Word of God.
Amen.
If we come together in that, listen, we're not here to elevate one denomination above another, because what's going to happen is going to end up being a subjectional or an objectional, not teaching, but argument.
Absolutely. And Dr.
So we don't need that.
And Dr. Davis, you touched on that. You've heard me say many times, and I've said so often, I don't care what Baptists believe. I don't care what any other denomination believes. I don't care about the denominational dogma. I'm concerned about the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. First, foremost, and final, what does the Word say in context? And that's one of the elements that we're dealing with today. Ladies and gentlemen, today I believe that we're witnessing what I call an increase in America. Of that division, that separation that Dr. Davis just spoke of.
Amen.
And it is, I believe, a matter of subjection as to what a person believes and says. The book of Amos, and I quoted it earlier, the book of Amos, chapter 3, verse 3 says, "Can two walk together except they be agreed?" Listen, most of the time, even among believers, there's a divide, a theological misunderstanding, if you will.
Amen.
Yet it's all a failure to understand the Scripture in context. The issue that we're talking about today in relationship to an aberrant, deceptive theological belief that's causing major division today, and it is very evident in the commission, religious commission, the Religious Liberties Commission that President Trump has set up. And he's done so with a wise heart, with a deep, deep, deep sense of need in America for that. But I believe there's a failure, and we're not trying to dismantle that commission, but I want us to understand that does not give me hope for tomorrow and the protection of our biblical truths and Christianity in general. Dr. Phelps?
One of the things the Bible tells us about is compromise. This commission has people who will need, who will, of necessity, compromise their beliefs and do so contrary to the scriptures. Let me read 2 Corinthians in chapter 6, yes. Just a few verses.
Okay.
Paul was speaking to the church at Corinth and encouraging them to be careful with whom they associate and join or become a part of or assemble with. He says, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers.
Amen. Amen.
For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, or what communion has light with darkness? And the obvious answer is none.
None.
And so he says, and what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For you're the temple of the living God, as God hath said, I'll dwell in them and walk in them, and I'll be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters. God wants us to be true in our stand for the truth.
Absolutely. Amen. And that's one of the things, ladies and gentlemen, that I want us to understand. By the way, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. Our telephone lines are open. We invite your call. Join in the dialogue and discussion today as we talk about our Religious Liberties Commission. What is it? What does it do? Is it beneficial for the Christian, the central Biblicist, or is there a problem based on the amalgamation of the foreign beliefs and religions that's represented there? I'm looking at a headline. Trump's Religious Liberty Commissioner says Israel's view got her fired. Here's the, it's basically a summary of what has happened. Carrie Bowler says she was removed from President Trump's Religious Liberties Commission after a February hearing where she criticized Israel, alleging pressure from Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, he's the chairman, by the way, of the commission, and Paula White, to limit her social media statements. Her dismissal has prompted a congressional inquiry, a lawsuit over the commission's lack of diversity, and demands that the body be shut down. Ladies and gentlemen, as a result of what has taken place with one person, by the way, she was a Miss California in 2009. I think she basically felt herself elevated as a result. She recently converted to Roman Catholicism and claimed that her stand against Israel is as a result of her Catholic beliefs. And she was removed because of her taking an opposing stand to Donald Trump. As you know, President Trump stands with Israel. The Bible says that the nations that bless Israel will be blessed. The Bible says that those that curse Israel will be cursed. And we understand, ladies and gentlemen, that the Jewish people, the nation of Israel, is in fact the apple of God's eye. This article goes further, though, and it talks about now, as a result of what she said, what she did, and her being removed, you've got some loose likes, lost liberals, socialist, Marxist, communist, Democrats in the U.S. House that now wants a suit filed. Some have filed suit because there's a lack of diversity on the commission. It's already diverse enough. It's already watered down enough. It's already neutered, if you will, as a result of not having a full representation of the truth of the Word of God. And if you take out the truth of the Word of God, you can put as many denominations as you want to. You can put as many religions as you want to on the commission, and it will not have any value, will not be sustaining as a result of it. This article goes further. A member of President Donald Trump's Religious Liberties Commission said she was fired for her statement about Israel and for not sufficiently backing the president. Allegations that prompted the Republican House member to request congressional investigation. Ladies and gentlemen, her broad, bold statement was that she had a responsibility not to support the president, but to stand on the Bible. And yet her stand is not anything compared to biblical truth. And yet she's trying to claim that. In fact, in all of her arguments, and I've got page after page after page of her arguments were based not on the Word of God, but based on a misunderstanding of the Word of God, as quoted, stated broadly by Tucker Carlson and Candace Owens. Two fruitcakes, neither of which have theological training, neither of which have theological background, neither of which are denominationally disposed to have truth from the Word of God, but nevertheless, having influence in this person's life that then wanted to have influence on the commission. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, I'll touch on this. We'll get back to it later in the broadcast. Listen, there's a move today by some of the conservative representatives that's built up a coalition that says no Sharia law for America. We're witnessing today an increasing demand for control of the United States of America by the Islamic jihadists in our nation. And some of our representatives are now finally seeing it. And if you've listened to this broadcast, not just during the duration of the years on this broadcast, but for 23 years, I've been saying, jihadists are coming. America will falter and fall under the leadership and the demands and the control of the Islamic jihadists in America. In fact, 23 years ago, I said, if you want to know where America is going, look at England, look at the UK. If you want to know what will happen to America, watch what is happening to Europe and that part of the world today as the domination of Islam comes into play. But ladies and gentlemen, the point that I want us to understand is on the Religious Liberty Commission, we have that juxtaposition, and this person that's just gotten fired, she calls it get fired, she was summarily dismissed from the commission because of her position influence. She said was her position was influenced by her Catholic teaching as well as her, she didn't commit to this, she didn't say this, I'm saying it, because of her embracing the position of Tucker Carlson. And Tucker Carlson's already said major derogatory things about Christians. On one occasion he said, if you believe that, if you believe that's what the Bible says, you're just deceived, and you're, I'm gonna paraphrase, you're as dumb as a rock. Tucker Carlson, if you had my view, by the way, he hates Israel. I don't know why. I've read some articles that says it's because he's received some $15 million from the Arab nations to run his organization. If that's true, I understand it. Doesn't make it right. But listen, we need to be careful who we follow, who we listen to, and what voices in the world today we're going to embrace. That's the thing that I see taking place. The position is that at birth of the New Testament, some of these people are saying that the Christians at the birth of the New Testament became spiritual Israel. Dr. Davis, what say you?
Well, Dr. Youngblood, that's where it becomes a major concern when it comes down to biblical issues, because then you open up a Pandora's box for different ideologies and different points of view concerning the children's bread.
Yes.
Remember, Jesus told the lady that was sitting at the table, it was not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. Mm-hmm. What we do when we invite people who are not blood washed and born again to discuss biblical issues, we invite Satan in to come in and cause further division among the people of God.
Absolutely.
So it's very, very necessary. I mean, it's sad to me, because when I see things like that happening, that's telling me that somebody's not watching and praying.
Mm-hmm.
An issue came up one time in the book of Matthew chapter 22. The Sadducees tried to trick Jesus with a question about the resurrection. And I'm just going to get to verse number 29, because they were trying to say how all of these brothers, all of them married this woman. Last but not least, the woman died herself. So in the resurrection, and they didn't believe in the resurrection, so sad, you see.
That's right.
Sad was their case. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So Jesus gave them the correct answer, because this is the will of God. It's rooted and grounded in his word. Verse 29. Jesus answered and said unto them, ye do error, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God.
That's right.
That's what's happening with that commission, because they got people who are unregenerate.
That's right.
Are not Christians,
mm-hmm.
and have not been blood washed and born again, and they're trying to insert their ideologies into the area of Christian, if we want to call it that, theology and mm-hmm. biblical principles.
Mm-hmm.
So we will never come down to the correct answer, and they will never be able to lead in the right way, because they got too many different spirits mixed up in there.
Absolutely.
And when that happens, Satan's just going to come in and he's going to wreak havoc.
Absolutely. Dr. Phelps, I'm going to read this, a further statement from Kerry Bowler, B-O-L-L-E-R, that was put off the commission. Bowler has defended her remarks by claiming that they are a matter of Catholic conscience. And she stated, she will not surrender her religious liberty to what she describes as Zionist supremacy. She goes on to talk about the fact that if you're a Christian and you believe in Israel, you're a Zionist supremacist. Speak to that, and what does this tell us? Let me just boil it down and then ask you to respond. Is this replacement theology? Is this Reformed theology, covenant theology? And if it is, and I believe it is, talk to our listeners about that. What is Reformed theology, replacement theology? Who designated it that? How is it implemented? What does it really say?
Replacement theology is a way of saying today, in theological terms, that we have the influence of Calvinism. We have the influence of Augustine. We have the influence of the Catholic Church. All of these ideas that are contrary to the Scriptures may have had an origin then with Reformed theology that goes back to Calvin and to Augustine. But we need to learn the truth that the church is not the same as Israel. Church does not replace Israel. Let me give you some thoughts about what is the real church and how we distinguish that from Israel. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 10:32, "Give none offense neither to the Jew nor to the Gentiles nor to the church of God." And the Bible there then shows us that there are three groups of people that God recognizes, and most people don't.
That's right.
Most people ignore the Scriptures when it comes to theology.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So the disciples and Jesus ministered to Israel, in the land of Israel. But the church is something new and different.
Jeff, let me jump in and interrupt you a moment. I'm sorry. If there is a differentiation here of the church in Israel, and it's in the New Testament setting, and it's talking about something about Israel, how is it then that Israel has disappeared? Israel has been assumed into the church, but yet this indicates there that it has not been assumed as the church. Church is not spiritual Israel. Go ahead.
Israel has been in the news for the last 2 or 3 years.
That's right.
And there's something about Israel just about every day in the news. But the church is something new. It's a new assembly. We call it the church of God, the household of faith. You see, the assembly of Israel identifies those who have an earthly calling. But the church identifies those who have a calling from above, from heaven, and a new fellowship with God. The church is a called out assembly. We're called with a heavenly and holy calling today.
Right.
We're a new body, the bride of Christ.
Right.
The new body, the church, began to be built 50 days after the resurrection of Christ at the time of Pentecost. That's found in Acts chapter 2. But Israel had their beginning way back in Exodus, back in the Old Testament times, in time of Moses.
In other words, the church is not a remodeling of Israel, a rehab of Israel. We are a new being, a new institution, a new entity, the bride of Christ.
Yes. And another thing about is that the church is a new building. It's spoken of as the habitation of God in the book of Ephesians and in the book of Colossians as well. So now in the New Testament times, God's presence is in his people. But in the Old Testament times with Israel, God was just with his people. Yes. God dwells in us.
Amen.
And Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone. So the church is something different. It's the household of God, household of faith.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a few moments for the top of the hour news. We're talking about today the Religious Liberties Commission that President Trump has set up for the protection of our Christian values and our Christian beliefs and biblical theology. Is it possible that that is awry and cannot happen? Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
From First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu. WTR